at 5 o'clock. It must be some job you got. Would you trade with me?
Well, I had to carry it out for a ride.
Well, I know it, but Lady Bird liked to go riding. Well, why didn't you invite her?
Well, Buzzin says, why don't you invite me and Lady Bird for a ride? No, I get Harriet up from the hotel, and then an afternoon like this, when the house not in session, I do some up so I get her out of the hotel. Well, how are you?
Oh, I'm got lots of trouble. Lots of them, but we're working hard and doing the best.
Well, you're better off than you think you are. The American people are behind you.
Well, I got a poll today from Bergen County, New Jersey. Nixon carried it 59%. Case carried it 64%. Johnson carried it 60%. And 64. Today, he's running 81-19.
Don't you worry, Mr. President, the people here. You see tonight's editorial in the Star?
No.
Got the copy, you ought to read it.
Today?
After these professors and these sit-ins.
I got a poll from Canada today. 82-18 in Canada. They're all raising hell about no foreigners like us.
Well, a friend of mine voted in the coming up back in the plane. He, from the West Coast, everyone they talk with is supporting you. No, I'm not worrying at all because you're in the right direction, and these people,
left wingers though, New York Times and New Republic, they're mad about. They want the communists to take San Domingo. I can't understand people wanting them.
Well, listen, the New York Times years ago brainwashed the American people that Mayo was not a communist, that he was the head of an agrarian party for land reform. Right, they're the ones that put Castro in there through this fellow Matthews. Two ambassadors testified that they had a report to Matthews. And they brainwashed the American people that Castro was going to give them democratic processes of government down there. But the New York Times may be all right in the news item, but editorially they're, I don't want to use a vulgar word, but I'll use it in a fine way, they're lousy. And I see what they're doing. Those people can't get under the skin, because you're right, because basically we're in the same situation today that the world was in before Hitler, when there was weakness in leadership in Britain and France.
Well, we may get in a hell of a lot of trouble, but there ain't going to be any weakness down here. I haven't ever had a decision that's not unanimous, and I've got all my people, and I make them talk it out, think it out. On that revolution in the Dominican Republic Saturday, I moved my ships right up to its shore on Saturday, and I kept them there Sunday and Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. And when they started shooting at Americans in the hotels and in the embassies, by God, I moved them in there.
Well, what were you going to do? You and I know that Cuba is not comparable to the Dominican Republic, because there it was missiles and what the Russians were moving in and the building of the installations to project them. You could talk with the OAS there. Furthermore, we needed 2 weeks to get our troops and everything ready with 100 ships to transport, and we had to move. You know that better than I do.
Yeah.
But if you let an hour's notice that you were sending Marines in there, there'd have been a massacre of Americans. No question about it. Then you would have been condemned.
I called you about a rather important matter. You think Mike Mansfield might help you if you ask him to on Spellman?
Yes.
And what about Fulbright?
Well, I can talk to both. I don't know.
Let's just send him, and if we don't get in trouble, we don't do anything. If we do get in trouble, will you be able to deliver? Now, I've got Hoover, and Hoover's gone back and reworked his report, and he told me I had him over here, and I had him here twice. I told him he had to go back and study it, and he went back and studied it. I told him I had a firm commitment that it would be very embarrassing to me. And I want him to go talk to you. He went and talked to you, and he came back, and he said you've got more patriotism and everything than anybody he knows, and it's your word against all these Jewish women's word. And I said, well, if it's that way, why in the hell don't you just say that, get a bunch of congressmen and senators, get them to tell the truth about him, and Republicans and Democrats, and get the speaker, and then just write me a letter and say that you've gone through the report and it's a question of evaluation, and that it depends on who you depend on, and we've got to think more of Hugh Carey and John McCormick and all these other folks that testify for him, Senator Javits, them, and we do some Jewish woman that didn't see anything and just a gossiper. And so he's written me that kind of a letter, and I sent it over to Macy, the Civil Service Commission. And he's written me a letter saying he withdraws his objections. So I've got it in shape, sent up, and I'm inclined, if you think you want to ride it through, we kind of committed to the fella. Just tell him to keep his mouth shut and say nothing and not ever say a word. Tell her to keep as quiet and dignified as she can. Don't brag about being an ambassador, because these jealous people go and run and talk to senators. And let's find out when that Senate committee is going to meet, the day before it meets, or 2 days, and send his name up, and then ask Mike if he won't go over. Tell him it's held up for a long time by the civil service. And ask him if he won't go and get it reported and get it taken up before they can raise a lot of hell.
You might
just say that you've got a good friend that's been working with the Space Committee, and he's going to a small country, and he's very able, and Javits and others have endorsed him, and that you want to find out when if you could get the president to send him up, when they're going to have a committee meeting, and when you could get him confirmed. Because if I send it up there and stays around 2-3 weeks, Fulbright's just mean enough, and these Jewish people are liable to come in and start a big long hearing, and we'll have hell. But if you call Mike and ask him, just say, I've got a very able professional man. He's been working with the communication satellite, and he's been working with the Space Committee, and he's a professional man. And Dean Rusk is ready to make him ambassador, and the Foreign Service recommendations have come in. They recommend him. And if you want to go with it, I'll tell you when to call him. Now, what I'll do, if you do that, I'll go on and ask the country to accept him today, and it'll be a few days before he gets over there and gets back. And the day it comes in, and I'll notify you, and you call Mike, or when you see him, it'll be a few days. Just say, now, Mike, I never asked the Senate for much, but this fellow worked free for the Space Committee when I was chairman of it with the president in the Senate. And he had to help work out the conference. And he's familiar with international matters on the communication satellite. And he just liked to round out his career by having a few years abroad. And he's got he's well qualified. He's a professional man. That's what I'd call him, so that it satisfies Fulbright. He's always raising hell. He wants everybody out of the Foreign Service. And if the country accepts him, which they will, then you call, I'll tell you, and then you go see Mike or tell him at some leadership meeting, and we'll try to rush him through.
Now, should I talk with Fulbright?
No, not now. I think
it later.
Yeah, we'll see. Let's see how Mike takes it.
Well, I'll wait till I hear.
All right. I'll get it off this afternoon. I'll clear it right now with Civil Service, and I'll tell Hoover I'm going to send it up. And as soon as it gets back, the day it gets back, I'll call you, and then you can go talk to him. And he's kind of funny, and you can handle him. You know how to handle him.
Well, he and I are good friends.
Well, we...
That's very good with him.
I admire... I've just done everything I know how to stay behind the fella. I think we're taking a chance, but I think it's 90-10 in our favor if these boys will handle it right. And I think it'd break this boy's heart if we turned him down. And he's been too good to us. Anyway, as long as I'm around here, you can do what you want to. Anyway, we'll get it off this afternoon.
Fine.
Give my love to Miss Hurd.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Yeah.
It's Harriet, Mr. President.
Yes.
Give our affection to Mrs. Johnson.
I'll do it.
Wait a minute. Say, we're going along all right in the house, aren't we?
Yeah, you bet you are. You're moving along.
Yes, we're going along.
Get those appropriation bills going on.
Well, we got the agriculture coming up next week, and of course, that's the fault of the appropriations committee.
I know it, but George, tell him he's not as good a chairman as old man Cannon. He had all of them through in by June the 1st of 15.
Then I know, but George has delayed several of them.
Why?
I don't know. He came to me the other day, and he postponed put three or four off for another week later. We had two down for next week, but he wanted me postponed the legislative.
Well, just tell him he's going to be here till October then. So the Senate takes as long as he does. He's had January, February, March, April, and May, 5 months. Now, if the Senate takes June and July, August, September, October, he can get home for Thanksgiving.
That's true, but they won't take that long.
Let me talk to Miss Herrick.
Yeah, wait a minute, Mr. President.
How is my favorite president?
Well, he's in love with you. I was just calling John to tell him we had a good poll today up in New Jersey. We had 81-19.
Oh, 81.
And I was telling him that he was responsible because he's a good speaker. But I wish I could quit at 5 o'clock and take a pretty wife riding and go out on a honeymoon. My wife's over there and she doesn't get to see me till 10 o'clock.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a good thing, too, for me to go out because it has John. It relaxes him. Uh-huh. And he sits in the back seat and I just make him shut his eyes. And it does relax him.
Well, he's a good man. He's a patriot, that fella. And
Mr. President, your speech at the Medal of Providence College. Oh, that's been talked about everywhere.
Has it?
The talk of Boston. Well. Everybody up there just raving about it. And I had to get the record and send it because your speech was in it.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well,
and I had to send it to the whole of them. I've been hearing from the whole of them.
Well, bless your heart.
How is Lady Bird?
She's working hard trying to beautify the country. She thinks she's hired as a president. And
I know.
She works every day.
Of course she does. And you know, every morning and every night, Mr. President, I say a special prayer that God will direct you in the right way in everything.
Well.
And all the heavy problems take some of them off your shoulders.
You just take care of John and keep him healthy and keep him happy. And because since I lost Mr. Rayburn, he's about the most dependable one I got. He never does have to be told. He just knows what to do, and he always does what's right.
That's very true, Mr. President.
He sits across the table from me, and everybody raises questions, and Mansfield says this, and Fulbright says this. And then it comes up old Mickey Mantle. He gets up, and he just hits it a home run every time. He never has missed one since I've been president. And he never does, I never tell him in advance what I want. He just knows what's right.
Well, that's true. And you know, the other evening the Archbishop had us out to his home for dinner. He has us out there quite a little, you know, to relax the both of us, as he says. And he was speaking about your speech, you know, the night of the medal. We thought it was wonderful.
He wants me to speak, I believe, at Catholic University for the commencement. Not sure, but I haven't accepted yet.
That's what I'm anxious to know. Are you going to accept it?
Well, do you want me to?
I'd love to.
Well, call him up and tell him I will.
Oh, that'll be wonderful.
Tell him I'm going
he
to
asked
get,
me and
tell
I said,
him,
but
well,
you, I said, you know...
tell him I won't for the Archbishop, but I will for the Mrs. Bishop, for Miss Harriet.
Who, Mr. President? Not for the Archbishop, but who?
Miss Bishop, Miss Harriet.
Not Miss Bishop.
Tell him that I'll be there.
I'll tell him you'll be there. That's the 2nd of June.
I thought it was the 4th. It's 2nd, whatever it is.
It's the 2nd, I think, because our wedding anniversary is the 10th.
Let me ask Jack Valenti. He's the biggest Catholic here, and he's just fussing all the time and just clawing. And
yes.
He ought to be working for the Pope.
He's a very fine character.
He's a good man. He's good. Wait a minute. Let me ask